Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Lap Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with excitement being here on the Mark Unger Show, the show where we discuss all things concerning love, relationships, and of course,
Mark Unger.
And all things about me. I am, of course, the infamous Mark Unger.
You're a very bad man.
Along with me is, of course, the delightful and charming Lady Brierly.
My brain just blown her top.
And Ross Allen Skorzewski, the producer of the Mark Unger Show.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Pushing all the buttons in the background, of course, is Timothy Ray, as always, engineering the program. And we are here to answer your marital and relation dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com, G-U-N-G-O-R, Mark with a K. Any questions you have, challenges that you're dealing with in your relationship, maybe a dating problem that you're having, maybe it's a stupid argument you and your husband keep having over and over and over again, you need somebody else to weigh in on your argument, send it to us. We'll be happy to give our 2 cents worth for what it's worth. Anyway, so...
How much is 2 cents worth?
I don't know. It's about 2 cents worth.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, as is our daily routine, we begin the program talking about something in the news concerning marriage.
This is actually more about dating. It's from Fox News. There's a new dating book out that says feminism ruins relationships and that women can stop men from cheating.
Ooh.
I think there's some things in here that you will like very much, Mr. Gungor.
Well, I like that phrase right there. Women can stop men from cheating. All right.
Okay, first there was the dog whisperer. You've heard of that, right?
Yeah.
And the ghost whisperer. And there was the horse whisperer, too, that movie. Did you see that movie, The Horse Whisperer?
Whispering.
Yeah. Whisper. Now comes the controversial new dating and relationship guide called The Man Whisperer. It's a gentle, results-oriented approach to communication.
Wow, I like that.
Why is it controversial, you ask? Because according to the two female authors, feminism has done wonders in providing women with equal rights fiscally and politically, but it sure as heck has messed up modern love lives, and they say it's time to undo the damage.
Ooh, I really like it so far.
While modern women have been conditioned to act like men in the office in order to climb the corporate ranks and to get ahead, unfortunately, women have taken this same masculine attitude with them into their love life. Then there's the case of feminism teaching women that they are equal to men, but when it comes to love, romance, attraction, and chemistry, men don't fall in love with a woman because she is an equal. Men fall in love with women who are their complement, feminine, sexually available.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world.
That's why they fall in love with them right there. Sure. That's the reason.
Loving and appreciative. Furthermore, the authors swear that women have the innate ability to stop their significant other from having sex outside the relationship by speaking to their monogamy gene. Men often do the dirty on their successful, gorgeous wives with those far less attractive or accomplished. And you have talked about that before, sir.
What was that? Where are you? I'm lost.
I'm too.
Teacher!
Middle of the page. Men often do the dirty on their successful, gorgeous wives with those far... It's at the bottom of the page.
Oh, I see. I got it. Okay.
The people they cheat with are far less attractive or accomplished.
This is true.
You have talked about that.
That happens a lot. Mm-hmm. It's called the ugly lady syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Beware of the
ugly
woman.
Beware of the ugly woman.
Well, and
seriously,
apparently,
the real drop-dead gorgeous babes usually, although there's always exceptions, is usually not the problem.
Is it because of emotionally?
No, everybody's on the guard around really gorgeous women. Mm-hmm. And the other women are on guard. And everybody's on guard. And the guys are kind of on guard. And everybody's a little bit nervous. And guys kind of getting nervous. You know, it's like you get around some real gorgeous person like myself, you know, Ross. You know,
I feel that, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's very difficult for
people
to
get around.
But you
get around some real super babe chick, everybody's kind of, you know, you can sense it, right?
Sure.
You get guys and everybody's just kind of...
The ugly ones, you let your guard down.
And I say ugly. It's not. It's kind of unfair. It's not necessarily ugly. But even oftentimes, they're less attractive than their own wives.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's got their guards down.
Mm-hmm.
And then an emotional connection kicks in. And then you have problems.
Yeah. Well, these authors say that the reason is because most mistresses know just how to stroke the ego.
It's all about ego.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. These women make men feel good about themselves. They look up to the men.
They also stroke a few other things, but we won't get into that.
That's right.
Because hello. That's inappropriate. Hello. Hello. Everybody stop that. None
that's
of that wang
right.
stuff.
That's right.
Because it's all about the...
Stop the wanging. Okay.
Okay, so they're looking up to these men and are very easily impressed by them, and they stroke the egos. Man whispering is all about making a man feel like he is the good guy, a woman's hero, and that he has the infinite ability to please you. Women should whisper to him every day about just how special and important he is to her.
I don't want whispering. I want yelling it from the
rooftops.
And the
community. Really? That's how women keep their men at their sides instead of in the arms of another woman. And you talk
that's really
about that.
Good.
Yes, you talk about that in your seminar.
Wow.
The bottom line, ladies looking for long-lasting love need to whip off the pants and replace them with a sweet skirt and zip the lip when it comes to rattling off their novel-sized list of credentials and achievements, the authors say. Oh boy, no wonder she's controversial. And there's going to be a lot of ladies who don't like that.
Wow.
The mistake women make is to
whip off the pants.
Mm-hmm. Be a lady. The mistake women make is to think that the more they impress a man by regaling fabulously interesting tales of all they have done, the more they will fall in love with him. But men don't fall in love with accomplishments. He wants nothing more than to be the man in the relationship, the one who provides and protects his woman. When a man feels like he is not needed by a woman, his ego gets bruised and he retreats.
That's true.
One more thing. Apparently, women should also quit wasting time gagaing with their girlfriends over coffee.
Lady Gaga!
In a quest to try and understand the opposite sex. Most men's brains are not wired to receive and compute information intuitively. Rather than fight it, just embrace the mystery. Women should start explaining what they need from men in plain language.
There's a concept.
You will like that. That's wow. just what you say. A lot of this is what you say.
This is interesting.
These crazy
you should get
women
this book.
Put in a book. Okay, I will. I'll send for this book.
Who are these people who wrote this?
I don't know. I've never
Donna
read of them.
Sozio and someone else.
And Samantha Brett. I've never heard of either one of them. But I will send for the book. They just made a customer.
And what's their background? What's the deal?
I don't know if it's... I don't think that it said what they actually were or who they were. I could find that when I go
look,
to the
look, at the end
the
of the day, a man wants to be a man. And women really want to be women.
Mm-hmm.
And feminism,
mm-hmm.
they are arguing, has ruined it because it's tried to teach women to be men.
And men to be women.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way. Men don't want...
And if, you know, and it's one thing, and I agree with this. I like the delineation. It's one thing to fight it out in the workplace mm-hmm. and the, you know, all this other kind of stuff. But in the relationship,
mm-hmm.
at some point, there's a reason things are the way they are mm-hmm. or should be. Because this experiment of trying to basically turn things upside down, which I think feminists have thought were better, has ruined relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the biggest loser always has been the women. It's the women that lose out in all of this nonsense.
Because mm-hmm.
they have men that, you know, are not fighting for them. You know, it's going to be kind of interesting because, you know, especially they need to make this delineation because, what is it, 60% of all college graduates today now are female?
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
Oh, it's getting crazy. I mean, so at least from a male perspective, mm-hmm. you know, women are very much dominating
the workforce.
So, and if women wind up making more and more money and stuff like that, you know, if you don't know how to turn that off when you get in the home,
yeah. mm-hmm.
it's one thing in the marketplace. If you're worth more and you can earn more money, then so be it. I've got no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know how to deal with the fundamental way that men and women are hardwired in relationships,
mm-hmm.
Now, in this book, it shows you how to delineate between the two. I think it's worth reading. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious myself about mm-hmm. this one. So, We'll check it out. And we'll let you know more about it. Very good. Cool, 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 cool.
Very good.
I'll tell you what, let's take an early break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we'll delve into your emails. You can email to us at radio@markgunger.com and we'll do our best to weigh in on your marital and relational dilemmas. We will be back right after this.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice. 1 hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com.
Are you tired of wasting your time and money on marriage counseling that works temporarily but leaves you worse off than before? My name is Larry Bellotta, and I know what it's like to endure a miserable marriage because I've been there. I lived 27 years in a marriage made in hell, but in the 28th year, I fell in love with my wife, and today we're continuously married, 34 years happier than ever. Over the years of working with couples, I found that one thing holds them back from the marriage they really want: resentment. It's true. If you don't feel good, you won't do good. How many people in miserable marriages can do something positive when they feel angry inside? And it's in struggling marriages that you miss that intimacy, that closeness and connection that you used to have. It's time you tried something that really works when counseling won't. And that something is called the Fulfilled Couple Program. You're going to learn how to eliminate your negative feelings in 60 seconds so you no longer have to get angry, no longer have to get critical of one another. And that's why this program has an 88% success rate. Go to fulfilledcouple.com/Mark to learn more. That's fulfilledcouple.com/Mark. And get ready to fall in love again.
You're a falling star. You're the getaway car. You're the line in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day. And you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it coy, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you're smiling at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true. 'Cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you, it's you. You make me sing your every line, your every word. Everything.
Nice song.
I like that song.
You are listening to The Mark Gunger Show, discussing all things marital and relational, and today's first email.
Okay. I hope you can track with this one. She's confused, and I don't want you to be, so step away from your buttons, your machine. Focus. Listen to what it is that I'm saying.
What? You talking to me?
Yes, I am. Her question is, if a man says he is physically attracted to me, there is good chemistry, we are great friends, and other things seem to be in place for a serious relationship, however, he does not have feelings of physical intimacy towards me, is he being double-minded and possibly misunderstanding my modesty and refrain from turning on the charm as something important that is lacking to lead us toward marriage? That was very wordy.
Is she interested in marriage? So, like, she's interested in marriage, but he's not.
And he says, yeah, but he says all these other things, good chemistry, there's physical attraction, they're great friends.
I thought you said there wasn't physical attraction.
He says he's physically attracted to her, yeah, but doesn't have feelings of physical intimacy towards her.
How can you be physically attracted?
That's what I'm saying. It's confusing.
You are hot, but I would not like to have sex with you.
She wonders, am I grasping at straws if I continue to hope for a future in this relationship? And she explains a little bit more. You see, my dear friend of 3 years and I have been dating and talking on the phone for these 3 years, as he has been gone a lot due to his job and schooling. I am divorced 5 years ago and was very fearful of getting into another relationship. He's 45 and never has been married, although he has a daughter, she says. I met him, and the Lord seemed to be guiding me in this direction. He is a godly man, and I am a godly woman. Our relationship started out with a few good dates, about 6 weeks, and then his job took him away, and since it has consisted mostly of lots of emails and phone calls, 2 to 3 a week, with an ever-increasing intensity, as we find so many goals and dreams we have in common, and as we fellowship over the Word and discuss our families and such. We have seen very little of each other due to the distance, about 1 or 2 visits per year for a few days. We usually go out or he comes over for dinner. We go to church together. We've shared many, many hugs. And the last time he visited, he kissed me quite often on the lips. However, they were not sexually charged kisses. And she says she appreciates that.
Good grief.
Now,
what does that mean?
I don't know. She says, I thought this was the progression of a godly relationship and the way things should be going. But then when I asked him to clarify his intentions last week, as I felt led of the Lord to do so, that was his answer to me. And he even said he wants to continue to grow with me spiritually and into an even greater friendship. I feel that if we continue to grow this relationship and then go our separate ways, we will have to give up the friendship at that point, as it will become a hindrance to a godly marriage. Please let me know.
What? She's confused me. What's a hindrance to godly marriage?
They're like, if they just stay friends at the level they are and continue their separate ways and marry somebody else, will this friendship be a hindrance to a different marriage if they marry somebody else?
Kissing and hugging.
Sure.
Yeah, that may be a problem. My wife really hates that when I make out with other women.
She said, please feel free. No, please let me know if you feel there is hope for this relationship or not. And she signs it confused in Arizona. I think she is confused.
Yeah.
We answer this confused in Green Bay.
Confused. Wow. Well, you know, if he says that he's physically attracted to her, all these great things, but doesn't, you know, is it just one of those things he's afraid to tell her that he doesn't want to pull
dump
the trigger
his butt
on this? Or?
Dump his butt. Mm-hmm. Take his butt and dump it.
Dump his butt.
Why just the wrong song?
It is.
That's a good one, too,
that's,
though.
Yeah. That's the My Give a Damn's Busted.
That's the Give a Damn. No, do this one.
There you go.
There you go.
Don't mean all my rosy red lips. Me and you.
Come on.
I went through. And there's only one thing left for me to do. You just come on over here one last time. Fuck her up and close your eyes. And kiss her this. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Goodbye.
Man, just dump his butt. For heaven's sake, listen to me, girls, all you dating ones out there, some of you guys too. I mean, come on, get a clue, people. When you need what is the equivalent of marriage counseling before you get married, that's your clue to get away from them. All right? It's just that simple. Now, I'm not talking about pre-marriage counseling, which everybody has to go through in churches to get married. I'm talking about if they were married, they'd need serious counseling.
That's right.
When you're in a relationship that requires serious counseling,
right?
You're in a bad relationship. That's when you dump their butt and move on. Goodness gracious, girl.
When you're dating.
Here you're dating and you already have something so complex that needs some kind of help and intervention and insights to make it work, just dump his butt. I don't have an answer. My answer for you is to dump his butt. And if I did have an answer for you, I wouldn't give it to you. I'd still tell you,
dump his butt.
Move on. This is not the man for you. Do you really, sweetheart, you're already divorced once. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you aren't very good at this, at least one time around. Why would you do this again? Why would you get into a situation that already it's problematic, already it's confusing, already it's got bizarre nuances you can't even make sense out of? Even writing about it was hard for you. For heaven's sakes, just get rid of him. Move on. He's kissing me, but it's not sexual. What the heck does that even mean?
I don't know.
Right. Little peck on the cheek?
She seems
she's on the lips.
Yeah, but just not sexually charged.
And they're hugging.
What does she expect to happen?
Well, why is she even doing that, knowing that he's not interested in her?
I don't know. Just look. This is what's supposed to happen. A guy finds you. You find a guy, and you like each other.
Mm-hmm.
You like each other so much, you want to be with each other all the time. And you want to get married and build a life. That's normal. What's not normal is someone who kind of likes me but kisses me, but it's not sexually charged, and we're really not sure, and we're kind of friends, and we're spiritual, but we're not spiritual, and there's this dynamic and that dynamic. Come on. He's 45 years of age, never been married. I wonder why.
Good point.
That in of itself should be alarms for you, dear. Come on, you got to be smarter than this.
It seems like she's over-spiritualizing some of this. You know, like that she's led of the Lord, mm-hmm. and that maybe she thinks that this is a godly thing, that he's not all over her physically.
Just get away from him. The minute you meet a man that you both love each other and you don't require advice and wisdom and insights to get you through a bizarre relationship, that's the person you marry. When you meet with some guy, all of you, listen to me. You're dating someone, and this is complicated and that, and his kids treat me awful, and sometimes he yells and curses at me. I mean, this is like people in bad marriages stuff, but this is dating. They email this program.
Yeah.
They're dating, and it's confusing and complicated. We have this problem, and his mom's that, and I go over to the house, and their families are nudists, and you got all these bizarre things. What is the matter with you girls, particularly the women?
I know.
Are you that desperate? I know they're desperate, but do you really want to step into that rat hole?
No.
When you need counseling for a dysfunctional, psycho-crazy relationship while you're dating, that's when you dump their butt and you move on.
When there's trouble at the get-go, you get up
seriously,
and go.
Seriously, yes, absolutely. So just move on, darling.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take it anymore. I'm out of here.
All right, Skeeter's got to leave today.
See y'all.
Bye,
have a great rest of the show.
He gets to work partial days, you know. Yep. I wish I had a job like that.
He doesn't have a
working
real job.
Working for you is never a partial day.
Wish I had a job I could sit around and do nothing all day long. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
You do.
I do have a job like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That is my job.
It's the rest of us that don't, because you do. Okay, so she's going to move on, hopefully.
I hope so. All of you, and I'm not just talking to her, I'm talking to all you women. Right now, you are dating, and it's the crapper. The person's weird, strange, unusual. This doesn't seem right.
You're on again, off again, breaking up, getting back together,
all
of that.
Use your brain. Get away. If it's this crappy now, what makes you think it's going to work when you get married? The dating process is supposed to be as close to nirvana as humanly possible.
It's supposed
possible.
To be the high end of it all.
The high end. Then you get married and you drive each other crazy. But when you're in the crapper and it's confusing while you're dating, he curses at you. He beats you up. His parents are nudists. What all kind of stuff we've gotten.
He's into porn.
He's cheating you with other girls. You caught him masturbating. He's been flirting with other women. You walk in and he's in a room naked with some other ladies. Oh, I was just looking for my glasses. I dropped them down her breast somewhere. I mean, come on. Girls, can you be more clueless? Get away from them. That's when you need help. During the dating process, that's when you look at him and say goodbye. And you move on. Find someone you actually like. You want to be with him. He wants to be with you. You're extraordinarily happy. There is no porn. There is no relationship bantering. There's no psycho mother-in-law that is ready to step into play. There's not. The list goes on and on and on.
Do people think, especially women, think that that's just part of life, that that's normal, a normal part of relationships, that when all these things happen and the red flags, that they just think that's the way it's supposed to be? Is that what they think?
I don't know what they think.
I know. It's just
odd. I don't
odd.
Think they think. It's quite frankly the
it's
problem.
It's just odd that you would... Maybe they just think it's par for the course and, oh, everybody's going to have these problems and we just need to deal with them. I don't know what they think.
I'm just dating. I mean... My wife and I actually
liked each other.
We wanted to be together. Mm-hmm. There was no weirdness going on.
Mm.
Now you got people who are dating and all kinds of weird, crazy stuff that requires serious
But it happens a lot.
Therapy and help, and you're dating
it
them? Are you insane?
Lot. I don't know a lot of single people, but many, many of the single people that I do know, this is their life. This is when they get into it. This is what they're going through.
I know. And we get a lot of these emails like this, and I don't understand it.
I don't either. I don't know.
But they're so desperate for a man that they tolerate this crap.
It's usually women, but there's men too.
Oh, I know. Same
thing. There's men
that do it. I had a guy come up to me in church telling me about this lady's dating, got all these complications, and I'm saying, well, what are you doing? He says, well, you know, her divorce isn't final. And then that set me off.
And was he having sex with her?
Who knew? The fact that he was, are you telling
dating
me you're
someone whose
dating
divorce is not final?
A woman. You realize you're committing adultery, in essence.
Did you want to strike him?
I did grab him.
Oh.
And I read him the right. I haven't seen him since.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Go to some other church where somebody's going to sit there and encourage your insanity.
Yep.
Don't come to mine.
Yep.
For heaven's sakes.
Mm.
Well, her divorce isn't fine. And that's, you can hear that. You know, well, we're still not married, divorced yet, but they're still
bad.
Oh, man.
I was talking to somebody who, the husband left. They weren't divorced yet. They were separated. The husband left, and he's now bringing his new girlfriend to the same Sunday morning church service is what she's going to, and it's really uncomfortable for her. Because her husband is bringing his new girlfriend. Then they're not filed for divorce. They are only separated.
And why would the church tolerate that?
I wondered the same thing when I heard this. It wasn't in a situation where I could ask questions. I was just overhearing. But I thought, Lord in heaven, why doesn't the pastor come up and say, dude, what are you doing here? Your wife is here and you're bringing in the
Oh, because so many pastors are
Oh, my word.
Cycles themselves, for heaven's sakes.
I was quite dismayed by that. And the husband was pretty ballsy, I guess, for lack of a better word, to come trotting in the surprised.
Good grief.
People have a lot of nerve.
Again, let me say it to you girls in English one other time. If I could speak to you in 30 other languages, I would. But for the love of heaven, when you're dating someone and there's all kinds of problems, you get away from them. When something doesn't feel right, where there's a weird disconnect, or there's something strange going on. There's psycho crazy financial problems in his life. His family is crazy and insane, walking around naked or whatever.
Taking showers with the parents.
Oh my gosh, with all some of the emails we've gotten. It's like, well, he's admits he's having porn. Oh yeah, it's the very first time. Really, you buy that, girls. When you see stuff like this, just get away.
Now, available on DVD, Manly Man 2, Worth the Fight.
Oh, I'm so sick to death of this politically correct, don't shoot the animals, they might get their feelings hurt. This is Wisconsin, you don't even pretend to be animal rights activists around here. You guys are like, see the bunny, shoot it, eat it, make a hat.
Worth the Fight. In this DVD, we take on the mission to free men from the chains of political correctness and prevent our eventual wussification.
We wussified the poor child, and now we got self-esteem issues. Ooh, Johnny can't tie his shoe. Let's not make him learn. What if he's not as good as another kid and feels embarrassed? Let's put Velcro straps on children's shoes.
This funny and hard-hitting DVD empowers men to stand up and become the man that God sees in all of them. Order yours today at laughyourway.com. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
I don't know. I'm trying to listen to the words. I can't make them out. That's all right. Let people try to listen to me. I make no sense either.
They can't
you
make it out.
You are listening to the Mark Unger Show, where it's difficult to make out what we're saying because we are equally confusing. All right.
Little news story from South Korea. Good thing this isn't in the United States, because in South Korea, they have decided that texting can be partial grounds for a divorce.
Huh.
Sending romantic text messages to someone other than your spouse can be partial grounds for divorce, a South Korean court has ruled. The Seoul Family Court Monday granted a divorce to a 62-year-old woman who complained that her husband sent messages like, "I love you and I've missed you so bad," to another woman for months. The court also ordered the husband, who was previously the subject of a restraining order for assaulting his wife, so they had some other issues going on. He had to pay her, it's 50 million won, which is $44,000, as well as half of the family property, so he lost out on that. Given the contents of text messages he exchanged with another woman, it is believed that he was involved in affairs, the court said in a statement. But the spokesman said the court still needs more evidence other than mere romantic text messages to show that the relationship was irreversibly broken. So it's not full grounds, it's just partial grounds. In a separate case, the court granted a divorce suit filed by a man who caught his wife exchanging texts like, "I love you" and "good night, sweetie," with her boss.
Her boss.
The court ruled the wife had been involved in an affair in order her to pay the husband $9,000.
10 million won.
Yeah, which isn't about $9,000. So
sounds better when you say it in won.
Mind your texts.
I'm really rich when you put it in won.
Yeah, you're very rich if you put it
I'm
in won.
I'm really rich. I am won rich.
Yes, you are.
I am won rich guy.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, actually, this is better than the States.
Yeah.
States has no-fault divorce.
Right.
Apparently, here you got to show. See, this makes more sense.
Yeah.
You should, this idea of just walking out on a marriage just because you don't want to be there anymore is crazy.
Well, you can have full proof of an affair here, and it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I know.
That sucks.
Here, in this case, it costs you, and it should.
Yes, it should.
There should be a fault involved, and the person who's at fault ought to get hammered.
Yes, they should.
Absolutely, but that would make too much sense.
Lots of things.
Heaven forbid the people in the United States of America should do something that makes sense. God help us all.
We don't want to make sense.
All right.
Okay, email says, "My husband and I went to a marriage retreat put on by the Army and absolutely loved your videos."
Fabulous.
"We still joke about a lot of this. I had cheated on him while he was gone and feel so bad for this. We are still in love with each other. However, we have had a lot of problems because of this, and the problems still continue now, and it's been 3 years later. He is past the trust problems, but he still has his bad days where he just says he wants a divorce. I don't think he truly does. I just think once in a while he has a bad day, because the next day we are able to work things through. The problem comes in when he starts saying these things, we fight. I'm sure they do. I know I am the problem here because he wants me to just leave him alone."
Then stop fighting. If you know you're the problem, then why are you fighting?
She says, after he says things to her, like he doesn't want to be with me and he's going to file for a divorce, it's hard for her to walk away. The reason behind me not wanting to walk away isn't because I want to be a pest or a nag, but it's because if I walk away and leave him alone to cool down overnight or during the day while we won't be together, I feel like I'm giving up, or fear that he will fear I don't care enough to try.
So yelling and arguing is a better path for you.
Apparently, she thinks so.
Well, that's insane.
She says,
or a little humility here. You violated his trust.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there sacrificing, risking his life for God and country mm-hmm. and for his family. You decide while he's sacrificing that way that, I don't know, I guess I'll go screw somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now you admit it was wrong and you've asked for forgiveness. How about a little humility?
Mm-hmm.
When he starts doubting, says, gee, I don't know if I want to be married anymore, why don't you just say, you know, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I violated your trust, and I just hope that you know that I love you, and I just want to earn your trust back. What is this getting an argument with him
well,
about?
Well, if he tells her he needs to be just left alone to work
leave
through it,
him
just leave him alone.
Alone.
Mm-hmm.
You violated this deal. What kind of sense does that make? A little humility. I don't understand. Where's the humility?
Well, she says, as a woman, I continue to try and try and try, which ticks him off more and more
and more.
I know,
but do you catch what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm talking about? When you
caused are this.
Absolutely nailed mm-hmm. as being guilty mm-hmm. of some transgression.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do to you? It makes you pretty humble.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you a little less.
Or it should.
It should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as a result, you don't go around yelling and screaming and demanding this, that, and what are you arguing with him mm-hmm. about for?
If it comes to his mind and he feels bad about it and is having a bad day, let it go.
He has a bad day, yeah. And if he has doubts or he's having a hard time getting past this, mm-hmm. well, yeah, that's why you shouldn't be screwing other men when, I don't know, your husband's out there risking his life.
She does say that life is good most days, but how do I help make it better when he's having the bad days?
Stop arguing
leave him
with
alone.
Him. Leave him alone. Here's a chance. Yeah, I'll tell you what, here's your choice. Ignore what I'm saying and destroy your marriage and end up in divorce. Or listen to what I'm saying and have a chance at saving mm-hmm. your marriage. Your call, sweetheart.
Now, if he came to her because he was having a bad day and thought through some things and needed to talk to her, that's different.
But again, she doesn't have to be yelling at
right.
him.
No.
Arguing. What is this? I'm telling you, that just ticks me off. She knows by her own admission she set a bad rift mm-hmm. in the relationship because of her sexual mm-hmm. unfaithfulness to him. He's gotten past it, but then we have these times where we argue and scream.
Mm-hmm.
What are you arguing and screaming about?
Well, I assume it's about this. Obviously, they would have other issues
well,
like everybody
I don't know,
does.
But what the heck?
She makes it seem like when his bad days are, it's because this sort of thing comes up again from three
again,
years ago.
Again, so he's, I'm telling you, you know, I give your husband a lot of credit. Not only is he a hero and a warrior in the sense that he's willing to risk all for God mm-hmm. and country, but willing to keep you around. I'm telling you, and I've said this before, I don't know that I could get past this.
Mm-hmm. And they say that men do have a harder time.
If my wife willfully was having sex with another man, I don't think I can. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I can get past mm-hmm. it. Guys who can do this, it's stunning to me. You have a guy, but the fact that he has bad days, I'll bet he has
bad
days.
I'm sure he
does.
You know? I mean, you say it's been 3 years, but on the other hand, it's only been 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not very long.
So cut him some slack, okay? He's got some bad days. Trust has been messed with. All he has to do is have days of thinking about what you did, and it's going to give him a horrible day.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's got a horrible day about anything else. I just don't understand what people... I don't know. People extend just an inordinate amount of energy yelling and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I'm the most calm person in the world. I will have
been known to have my
fits from time to time, but not on a continual basis.
It's exhausting.
Who has the energy for mm-hmm. that? You've got so much energy in your life that you can routinely just be going mm-hmm. at it and yelling and screaming at each other. I mean, mm-hmm. at some point, I just surrender it.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of say, Lord, I need to die to myself. I want this. I can't have it. It makes me mad, so I need to let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like doing it. Nobody likes to die to themselves. Who likes to die to themselves? I like me. I'm obviously right about everything.
You want what you want.
Everybody wants
when
what
you
they
want. It.
When you want it, the way you want
mm-hmm.
it. I know life is complicated. I know there's crazy, and I know there's crap everybody has to deal with, and you got to fight through. And again, if need be, then get others involved and get some help.
getting through some of your issues. But this, when you know that you're pushing buttons in each other, that's just causing these big fights, especially, see, the reason I'm having a problem is the implication, the way it says, mm-hmm. is that they're having fights when he starts struggling with the fact mm-hmm. that she was unfaithful to him.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I'm reading it.
Yeah. Now, if we're wrong, then we're wrong. Then send us another email and straighten it out. But the way you've written it, it sounds like when he starts having trouble with the fact that mm-hmm. you cheated on him, and he gets, and then you're yelling at him, mm-hmm. a little humility here. You violated the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be yelling at anybody. When he says, man, I'm having a hard time because you were unfaithful to me.
That's when the I'm sorry
comes
out.
I'm sorry. That's mm-hmm. the humbleness. That's the I was wrong, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right, I was wrong. That's all that rules the day at this mm-hmm. point. What in the world exactly you're yelling about mm-hmm. in this context, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he says he just wants her to leave him alone when he's in those
then leave him alone.
Bad days.
Leave him alone.
He knows what he wants. He's asking for it.
Sounds pretty clear to me.
It does to me, too.
I don't know. I'm sure okay. we must be missing something, but that was a weird one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have time. Yep. Next email. I've listened to every episode of the show since for more than a year ago.
You poor person.
She's really been blessed by it, she says. I'm a 17-year-old girl.
Wow. Wow.
That's good.
A 17-year-old listening to every one of these programs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She has some issues, though.
I'm impressed.
She says that she has been masturbating since she was 6 or 7.
Wow.
Yes, I know, very young. If anybody knew, I'm sure they'd be utterly shocked. I'm doing well at stopping the habit, but the problem comes in when I'm half asleep and Satan convinces me that it's not wrong. But I am bewildered at how this behavior could have started. Could I have stumbled onto the feeling? Could I have been abused? I wonder if I was, because every time I've masturbated, it's been with the imagined scenario of rape and torture.
Ooh.
That's creepy. I mean, I can't even imagine.
Wow.
For 10 years to be doing this all the time, and you're always thinking about being raped and tortured.
That turns her on?
That's what she's thinking about when she's masturbating, she says. She said, I didn't even know exactly what I was doing for a long time until I heard you talking about masturbation, and I realized what I was doing was so horrible, though I have always known that deep down inside it was wrong.
I got a question for her. Mm-hmm. Number one, is she masturbating or is she just touching herself?
It doesn't give enough information.
Are you manipulating yourself to the point that you have an orgasm? Mm-hmm. A pathetic excuse mm-hmm. of an orgasm, but...
So is she actually just touching herself? Or is she masturbating? To the point of orgasm.
Because there's really a big difference.
It is.
It's amazing how many people struggle over this.
It is.
And I touch myself. I like myself.
I would assume she knows that she's actually masturbating, but yet she could
not. I don't know.
She could be wrong.
But there's a huge difference between me touching myself, mm-hmm. even if it's pleasurable.
Mm-hmm.
Than be yanking on myself until I fool my body into okay. ejaculating. So pathetic excuse of an orgasm. Is that what she's doing to herself?
But either way, if she's imagining rape and
torture, that's very odd. And this
and she doesn't know
on?
Where this comes from. All this, you know, she didn't know it was wrong. Doesn't know where it's coming from. She's wondering, was she abused? Should she dig and try and figure out where this came from, or why she's doing it, or should she just leave it alone?
I don't know. I would think. At 17, you having issues like this, I might want to get a counselor.
For about 10 years, too. This has been going on for
yeah.
10 years. Yeah, I would say to get a counselor because you yeah. don't want to dig into it on your own and try to figure this out.
This is
not
way
out
outside our ballpark right. here. We don't know.
Right.
What I would say to you, and you've heard me say it, is why masturbate? What you're doing is you're training. If you're
mm-hmm.
doing it to a point of an orgasm, what you're doing is you're training your body to respond to your hand.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to a lot of girls like this, my dear, is then they get married to a man. And the penis doesn't do it for her
mm-hmm.
because she's so trained
mm-hmm.
her body
right.
to have to masturbate. Just like I know of guys who do this, I know of women exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They have sex, nothing happens, and then when he's done, then she has to do it herself.
Right.
You don't want to go down. Is that what you want to do? You want to ruin your sex life for the rest of your life? But the fact that you're fantasizing about being raped and somehow that turns you on.
Something's not right.
Yeah, and is she actually thinking about being raped or just some guy being a man and taking her and...
It's been with the imagined scenario of rape and torture. That's what she
torture.
Says.
Okay, so the torture. Torture?
I don't know. That would not.
Torture.
They say that that's a common fantasy for women. I don't understand that.
To be
the
tortured?
Rape, no, the rape fantasy. I have read that on several occasions.
I have one thing I've learned about this business is words mean everything. Mm-hmm. And semantics. What you can say for one word means totally different to somebody else. So what they might consider rape might be just a man who is passionately taking her and sweeping her off her feet. And, oh, I don't know. And he, you know, man, you read that in
the Harlequin
romances. You know, is that's some women's version of rape. Well, that's not exactly rape. That's like passion, hoochie mama stuff. Rape, where you're scared to death, where some man you don't want has a knife to you and forcing himself in you. Is that what she's thinking about? No, when she throws in the world and
torture,
and torture,
I would assume.
Then I would say, you've listened to me ramble for over a year. Trust me, dear. Go get some help. Go find somebody. Go get a counselor and talk this through. Because the fact that somehow that is attractive to you and exciting to you in a turn on, being tortured.
Something's not right.
But again, I would just, if I could talk to her, I would want definition. What do you mean masturbating, number one? What do you mean being raped, number two? Is it this Harlequin thing, or is it actually literally? You say women fantasize.
I have read that. And
to actually being assaulted by someone who doesn't.
I'm assuming that when I read these articles and things.
But that's not a fantasy, that would be a nightmare.
When they talk about what women fantasize about, apparently some women would like that. I don't know. That makes virtually no sense to me.
And I can get a picture of why this would be. Someone who feels wanting to be sexual, but feels they could never cross those lines on their own. It's to be imagined someone grabbing me and I get to be all sexual, but it's not my fault. Because
that's
twisted. Well, yeah. I mean, it's just
that's twisted.
Yeah, yeah. I know of guys who fantasize about being raped. Although that's pretty odd that they would have a fantasy of some women tying him up and stuff and force to get him excited, force him to have sex in a way that's exciting to him because he gets to have sex, but it's not his fault and he's not guilty. So that, in a weird kind of way, makes you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I get it, but I don't.
So
get
that
it.
That makes sense. So you know, I don't know. I'm talking about rape when someone is you're scared half to death. They got a knife to your throat. They're beating you. They're forcing themselves into you.
That doesn't seem like how that could be a
that
turn on.
Is that kind of again? What are we talking about? Is a big deal here. The fact that she throws in the word tortured. Very troubling. I think you need to go get some help.
She has another question, but I can ask you that on the other side of the break.
Let's take this break, and we'll come back more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. Band of Brothers Radio. Your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. I don't have another ace up my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We've got a box for you. We've got a box for the kids. We've got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement. We got.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Well, I know one thing. If you're being raped, you're not feeling so good.
Mm-mm.
All right. And again, this fantasy of some guy taking her and kind of against her will. There's a passion part of that, mm-hmm. especially if you kind of like her, if he's kind of cute or one thing. Mm-hmm. Another thing, some guy you don't know is grabbing you, forcing you, scaring you.
Mm-hmm.
And without getting really crude
hurting
here.
You.
Yeah. I mean, you're not lubricated or anything mm-hmm. like that. Some guy just forcing himself inside. You know what that's going to feel like?
Very painful.
Going to hurt like crazy, for mm-hmm. heaven's sake. So I don't think that is a real rape thing is something any woman would actually fantasize about. I see it as this
mm-hmm.
someone taking me kind
mm-hmm,
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the torture thing freaks me. I don't know what she's talking about. There's another question you said she had.
She said, I have another question. My youth pastor told me that people who are dating shouldn't arouse each other's sexual passions.
Oh, yeah, right.
If he is, this is her question. If he is referring.
Intentionally arouse?
Just says people who are dating shouldn't arouse each other's sexual passions. Intentionally.
Again, the problem with this girl is her choice of words.
Yeah.
If he's putting his hands down your pants and arousing, yeah, you shouldn't be doing
right.
that.
But
if
sometimes just standing in the room
oh
is
gosh,
going to be arousing.
Yeah,
and she is confused
okay.
because the rest of the question says, if he is referring to the feeling I'm thinking of, then I'm sexually aroused when I think about certain things. Not even necessarily sexual things, just things he said or when he gives me a side hug. Is that normal?
Yes, that's normal.
Yes. Is it wrong or abnormal to be stimulated when you're not even doing anything?
No.
No.
That's normal.
That's normal.
That's called a sex drive.
Yeah.
That's the thing that drives us to want to be with a man or a woman.
But no, you shouldn't be making out and having the heavy petting sessions.
Oh, yeah,
that's what the youth pastor is talking about.
But if your youth pastor is talking about you shouldn't get aroused when, see, again, that might be
she's
confusing
confused.
To her.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the youth pastor is actually saying you shouldn't be aroused when someone, then he's crazy.
Yeah. Well, what is he saying? You shouldn't
look, if you're
even
in love with
somebody,
you're attracted to somebody, you are going to get aroused. Mm-hmm. Especially a teenager?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? Good Lord.
It's kind of hard not to be aroused most of the time when you're a teenager little
that's,
or nothing.
That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just always buzzing
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's called a normal sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a lot of what you say makes sense to me. The only thing that throws me is when you talk about being tortured, you're actually mm-hmm. fantasizing someone's hurting you
mm-hmm.
and this is attractive to you.
Mm-hmm.
That you need counseling for. If you didn't really mean that word and we described it in other mm-hmm. terms, that's a difference. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next
but
email.
But I do appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Yeah, she'll get good information being a 17-year-old girl from you. Good morning, Mark. I want to start off by saying I love.
Are you going to email her back? Or
yes, I will.
Email
I
her
will.
Back. Ask her if she'll send us her address. I would love to send her a signed copy of my book. Any teenager who's going to listen to every single show I've ever done deserves
yes,
a reward.
She does. Yes, she does.
All right.
Okay, the next email says, I want to start off by saying I love, 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 all in capital letters, your show. I have been listening for the past year, and far and few between are the times that I have laughed harder than listening to Mark rant and rave about things that you would think would be common sense. Thanks so much for the laughs and advice. I do have a question. It's just a matter of checking my priorities and making sure I'm not misleading myself. Here's my situation. I have a history of being sexually harassed when I was a young girl. That was 10 plus years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I did email her back because I wanted to know what she meant by
what
being sexually harassed. She said that the boy next door to her that was 4 or 5 years older than her was touching her.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I don't know what age she was at. If it was 10 years ago, I'm not quite sure what the age frame was. I've gone through several bouts of depression where that past has come back to haunt me. I don't let the past get the best of me. I pray, read my Bible, devotional books, etc., and hack my way back to being in a healthy, normal state of mind. I never spend more than a week or so depressed, so it's not like it controls my life. The only other times this past has ever come up is when I'm dating. The only people I've ever told about this are the two men I've seriously dated. One was an ex, and one is the one she's currently in a relationship with. Both times, these men threatened to spill the guts of the guy that did this to me. I laughed, but I couldn't stop shaking. I thought I had forgiven this guy for harassing me a long time ago, but every time I think about him, I get uneasy, fidgety, and shaky.
He was just feeling her up, or he's raping her?
Just touching her. So it must have been just feeling her
up. What was
she
doing? Was she fighting him off and saying
stop?
She didn't say.
So I don't know if it was just a curiosity.
And how old were they?
He was 4 or 5 years older than her.
And how old was she at the time?
It was 10 years ago, so I'm assuming teenager. Junior high, high school.
Some version of this is doctor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
you let a guy feel you up, mm-hmm. sweetheart, he's going to feel you up. Mm-hmm. You know?
It depends on the context of how this happened and what they were doing.
I wouldn't put it in the context of abuse or whatever.
She seems to get very bothered and upset by this having had happened, though.
But that she kept being around him?
Apparently.
She must have liked him. She didn't like him. Why would she keep being around him?
Maybe we need some more information.
I don't know. And if you're teenagers and people do mm-hmm. stuff like this and... I don't know. Maybe it's a lot worse than she's laying out here. So
because she says it's still bothering her, and she's wondering if it's because she hasn't forgiven him or hasn't let it go.
Well, the memory should always bother you. Mm-hmm. That means this is something you don't ever want to happen mm-hmm. to you again.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean she hasn't forgiven.
No, it doesn't mean haven't forgiven the guy or hate the guy.
She has.
Why are you still talking about it? I don't understand. To be honest with you.
Well, she's serious with this guy, apparently, because she said, also, my current boyfriend has been previously married and divorced. His wife wanted boyfriends, and he wouldn't let her, so she divorced him.
Very unreasonable.
Yeah. He has told me...
I hate it when my wife doesn't let me have girlfriends.
This is her question.
This married thing's really getting in the way of my dating.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. He told her that he does have a high sex drive, which he knows from being married before. As someone who, A, has never had sex before, and B, is coming from an abused past, is this something I should worry about? So she's worried about how this past stuff with her...
It would worry me. Yeah. I mean, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's too many...
If she's got some hang-ups and some things going on...
I would be concerned for the guy. If he's got a high sex drive and you get mm-hmm. married and it turns out you don't like sex and every mm-hmm. time he touches you, you're reminded of this boy mm-hmm. touching you...
Bad. That would be
bad. Then you have no business marrying anybody mm-hmm. or even dating anybody mm-hmm. till you heal from that. I think you need to heal up from that. I think you need to go get some help mm-hmm. With that situation. You shouldn't be dating him or anybody.
No, not at this point.
And how old is she? In her 20s?
I would assume in her 20s.
Why are you dating some guy who's divorced and got all this baggage? Come on, you girls, what are you doing?
Yeah, 45, if she's in her 20s, married and divorced and stuff, that doesn't seem like a good pick.
Yeah, don't do that. Life's hard enough.
And he says that the wife wanted to have girlfriends. You don't know what the full story is when guys blame it on the other.
Can't you just find a normal guy who isn't already married and got all kinds of baggage and just would like to?
You would think. That would be a better option for her.
I don't know. I mean, it goes back to this thing. Why in the dating process mm-hmm. women will connect with people that just the dating process alone requires counseling. Mm-hmm.
The dating
process alone is the fact that even she's writing to me shows mm-hmm. this is not right yet. This mm-hmm. is not ready. Mm-hmm. Don't be jumping in with this guy at this point. You need to get whole. You need to get healthy. And then see if you can find somebody without baggage. God bless you guys. Mm-hmm. See ya.
Bye, bye, boy.
Have fun storming the castle.